Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chaf, which deals with the Malacha of Bishul, and we're giving an introduction. So we left off yesterday in talking about two types of changes which can take place when a person does Bishul: a shinui in the Echus, or a shinui in the Tzura, a change in the Echus, in the actual quality of the item, or a change in the Tzura, the form, the way that the item presents, which the difference is a good way to tell the difference between the two is whether it's irreversible or reversible. Interestingly enough, the Gemara presents a case which is not very clear how it meets either of those criteria. The Gemara discusses a case where a person takes wood which is fresh and puts it inside of a kiln, inside of an oven, that in order to harden it, to strengthen it by putting it inside, heating it up, the moisture inside is evaporated, and the wood becomes harder, and you can use it for building something, making something, it will function much better because it is harder and stronger. So that's not a shinui in the actual echus. The wood really remains the same, just the moisture has been removed. It's not a shinui in the tzura, it looks the same. So the Mora says, why is the case chayav? The Mora says, because where Rashi understands the Gemara, the Rebbeinu Chanan understands the Gemara, in the process, as you heat it, as the moisture starts to loosen and come out, you actually soften the item. So it softens the item, it parallels the malacha of Bishul. Bishul is a process of softening something, primarily. So it parallels the malacha of Bishul, and therefore it's going to be chayav. The Rambam seems to present this as being an example of a tolda of Bishul. It's not the Yav of Bishul, but the tolda of the Bishul, because it shares in common with Bishul the idea of softening. The way Rashi understands and the way the Mishabura understands, every case of Malacha has to have an element of softening in order to be Chayiv. Rashi understands that's in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Malacha of Bishul is any time a person softens something which is hard, or hardened something which is soft, one is going to be chayiv. The Chayyim will quote this in the first paragraph, in the first siman. So the Mishnah points out that the reason why a person is chayiv when he hardens something is because usually in the process of hardening something, it softens and then it hardens. There are other mafreshim in the Rambam, the Lechemish, others which understand the Rambam, that either one is sufficient. You do not need to come on to the fact that it softens. Taking something which is soft and hardening it is a shini in the tzura, and that would therefore be enough to be chayiv. So either way, there's two ways a person is going to be chayiv for the malacha of Bishul. One is a shini in the echus, and one is a shini in the tzura. Both of them require heat. The level of heat which one is chayiv for is enough that it's going to accomplish this change. Well, let's say you could accomplish this change when it's cold, or you accomplish this change when it's warm, it's not hot. That's not the malacha of Bishul. So even though you theoretically are accomplishing this change, it won't be the malacha of Bishul. Will it be makabah patish or some other malachas? We will discuss that as we go along, that arguably it might be makabah patish, but the malacha of Bishul is by definition in conjunction with heat. How hot is hot? So for these purposes, a temperature which people consider hot is really the temperature that we're looking at. So Chazal refer to that as Yatzul Edesboy. The heat is such that a hand instinctively pulls away because of the danger of the heat. And that's considered hot for these purposes. It does not have to be boiling, but because a person instinctively pulls away from the temperature which is hot. A scalding temperature is not boiling, but already the person senses the danger and instinctively pulls away because of it. So that's the heat which is sufficient to create the level of malacha of Bishul. And that's referred to as Yatzul Edesbo. The exact temperature of Yatzul Edesbo is most poskim grapple with. We know parameters that it's possible at a certain temperature to already consider Yatzul Edesbo. At a certain temperature, we feel confident, that without a doubt, that we've reached Yatzul Edesbo. So since we're dealing with the rices, we're going to be concerned with this range of temperature, and we're going to use that L'chumra. So Rav Moshe Feinstein will follow him for these purposes. I suggest in one place he writes the temperature of 120 is the lower level of Yatzel Ledespo. Another place he writes 110 possibly is already considered Yatzel Ledespo. Now we hear the number 110, it sounds pretty strange to us because that's not so much more than our body temperature. Our body temperature is 98.6. But if a person realizes that's the internal temperature of the person, that's not the temperature on their skin surface. And Yatzel Ledespo is based on the reaction of the skin surface. That's when we take our temperature, historically they put a thermometer inside of your mouth and let it sit there for a few minutes to reach the internal temperature as opposed to just putting it on your skin. The way they take the temperature nowadays digitally is through a different process of infrared, etc., which it's not based on just scanning the temperature of the surface. So this temperature with the skin temperature can be many degrees less. So by the time you reach 110 already, Rav Moshe says the reaction could be Yatzel Ledespo. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes 113 is the minimum number. Another place where Moshe writes 120, so either 110 or 120, already we are concerned that this temperature is Yatzel Ledespo. So using heat at that level to change a food is not changing it with warmth or with cold, it's changing it with heat. At the upper level, Rav Moshe suggests, one place he writes 160, one place he writes 170. So that's quite a range to calculate the concept of Yatzel Ledespo. We'll clarify some more points, Bezalel Hashem, in the upcoming shiurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.